From Devon Funds Management. Greg, morning.
Morning, Mike.
Good to be a car maker in Japan. That'll be a sigh of relief, won't it?
Absolutely great news, isn't it? So, yeah, we've got a deal with America's fifth largest trading partner. I mean, it was a bit ironic, wasn't it? They were one of the first to start talks back in April, but, you know, they dragged on and it's put the world's fourth largest economy dicing with recession. And obviously, the car makers have been under the pump. And that's been a real bone of contention for Trump, that the flows of cars are one way and that Japan's running a trade surplus of nearly $70 billion last year. So he's held the greatest deal in history. Obviously, reciprocal tariffs, they're going from 25% threatened down to 15%, still above the baseline 10%. But yeah, it's crucially about that auto sector. That's more than a quarter of US imports. So that tariff rate has gone down to 15% from 27.5%. So yeah, Japanese car companies, they've been slashing their US sales. There's been billions in profit downgrades. They've been scrambling to get production to the US. So yeah, they can breathe a huge sigh of relief. So Toyota shares are up 14%, Mazda 18%, Subaru up 17%, and Honda 11%. Japan's share market embraced news, of course. Nikkei, that soared more than 3.5% over 1,400 points to 41,000. Japan's top trade negotiator said it was mission accomplished. So what are they doing in return? Trump reckons they're going to open themselves up to imports of American cars, trucks, rice, big symbolic win. Not sure whether we're going to be seeing lots of American rice on Japanese dinner tables, but hey ho. But yeah, the other big point, Mike, is that they're investing $550 billion into the US, things like semiconductors and pharmaceuticals, he reckons, and also perhaps invest in a pipeline in Alaska. Just by the way, yeah, Japan is already the largest foreign investor in the US at over $2 trillion. So yeah, is this all about just paying a bit more to gain favour, perhaps? There's still tariffs of 50% on steel and aluminium, but yeah, great news for the country. Also, the embattled PM, he reckons rumours of his demise are greatly exaggerated by the looks of things. But we've also got other deals, haven't we? Philippines and Indonesia at around 19% rates. And the big question is how China plays out, best since meeting his counterpart from Beijing next week. And Trump reckons a deal with Europe is coming any day now. So let's see.
Okay. See, what's interesting about what happened with Japan is, as excited as the car makers may be, you look at Stellantis the other day, the hit for them is massive. And then you get to, of course, General Motors, GM.
Yeah, that's right. So the US car makers have actually been a bit grumpy in a way about this deal because they're saying, well, you know, they're cutting the rate on Japan, but they're still paying 25% for their supplies through Canada and Mexico. So in any event, General Motors shares actually up 8% on the news. So, you know, so why is that? Well, they've had their results this week. They actually flagged a $1.1 billion tariff hit. But nearly half of that relates to South Korea, and I suppose there's optimism now that we're going to see a trade deal there as well. You actually saw that in South Korean market as well. Hyundai rallied over 7% on hopes for a similar deal. But yeah, as things stand, they're certainly being hit by the tariffs. GM revenue's down 1.8%, $47.1 billion. That was $800 million more than expected. Sales in the US are up 7%. They also swung back to a small profit in China. But yeah, they've had flagged a tariff impact for this year of $4 to $5 billion. So margins down. What are they doing to try and counter that? They reckon they can actually mitigate around about 30% of that. So investing $4 billion in several American plants, or moving, increasing production from of two Mexican-produced vehicles. They're also looking at increasing prices. Just by the by, we talked about EVs yesterday. They had previously committed to exclusively offering EVs by 2035. They're now sort of gone back on that a bit, and they're going to say consumer demand's going to dictate things. But
exactly.
Shares surged on the idea that this trade, ruckus will all blow over better than expected.
Righto, give us the numbers.
Sure. So we have got the US markets loving this trade news. So the Dow is up 1%, 44,950. That's a record. S&P 500 up 0.6%, 6347. That is a record. NASDAQ up 0.5%, 29,86. That is also a record. So loving that. FTSE 100 actually also hitting a record, up 0.4%, 9061. We've got Chinese markets. They were flat. CSI 300. We've got the Nikkei up 3.5%, 44. 0.7417. ASX 200, 0.7%, 8737. NZX 50, down 0.3%, 12794. So we had Fisher & Paykel and Infratil lower. Gold down $38, 3,393 an ounce. Oil down 9 cents, 65, spot 22 a barrel. In the currency markets, the Kiwi is up 0.6% against the US dollar, 60.4. 91.6 against the Australian dollar, it's slightly higher. Against the pound, we're up 0.3%, 44.5. And against the Japanese yen, which obviously is getting a lot of attention, we're up 0.5%, 88.4.
See you tomorrow, Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.